Hey, this is Katie Neal from Nash FM at 94.7. You're about to hear exclusive audio from our latest Stage 17 performance. For the full video, just head over to stage17nyc.com.
Exclusive interviews and performances from the world of music, movies, politics, and more. All on one stage from the heart of New York City. Cumulus Media presents Live from Stage 17.
Katie Neal, this is Jesse Addy. Welcome to Stage 17, Nash FM 94.7. I'm sorry you guys didn't get our cool blazer memo today that the two of us were in on.
Blazer up.
We have some great moments here at Stage 17. We're really lucky here at Nash FM 94.7 to have really passionate country fans that are here with us today. But today is really special. One of the top-selling country artists of this millennium. Five number ones, millions of albums sold, you name it, CMTs, CMAs. Top ACM female vocalist of the year a few years back, and I'm going to play some songs and talk about her new album, Words, that's just out. The louder you are, the quicker she'll run up here. Sarah Evans here. Woo!
Brand new single. Wish you were a pack of cigarettes, 'cause you would have come with a warning before I let you steal my breath. I would have known how bad you were for me. Some people lie, some people trust. Some people everybody, this morning. Or is it this afternoon? We've been up so long already. We have a brand new album that just came out. It's called Words. And I'm so very excited about this album. I feel like it's my favorite of all the albums that I've ever recorded. And that really says a lot because they're all like children to me. So I'm really happy to be here today, and thank you all for being here as well. This is Ben Thompson, Jim Bloodgood, Brent Wilson, and my sister Leslie Evans. So this is the title track to the album, and I fell in love with this song because I think it is so true that words mean everything. Words can either tear us down and make us have the worst day or even ruin relationships, or words can lift us up and change our lives for the better. And this is a really great song about how words ruined a relationship, and I love it. And again, it's the title track to the new album, so I hope you like it.
Words like, hey, nice to meet you, got us walking down the street to grab a drink. And words like, tell me about your family, got us falling, got us landing in a dream. Oh, and words took us all the way from kissing in a parking lot to missing everything we used to be. Just say the words and I'll be gone. Turn our perfect lines into another sad song. I won't keep you here, keep holding on to what we were. Just say the words. Sure are confusing, like when we started using them, just bullets in a fight. Oh, and words, like, did you ever love me? Well, they pushed you and they shoved me to the edge of goodbye. Just say the words and I'll be gone. Turn our perfect lines into another sad song. I won't keep you here, keep holding on to what we were. Just say the words, like bitter poison dripping off your tongue. Pull the thread and watch the story come undone. Just say the words and I'll be gone. Turn our perfect life into another sad song. Here, keep holding on to what we were. Just say the words. And maybe words like, I'm sorry and I need you, would have been enough to keep you from walking out. Is it too late? Say them now.
Thank you so much.
Keep it going for Sarah Evans.
Woo! Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Congratulations on the new album.
Thank you.
Everybody excited. The first single, Marquee Sign, is, it's about a warning sign you would want about a guy, but maybe everybody has a marquee sign. You have one of the most interesting lives and stories. Whenever we sit down and talk, what would your Sarah Evans 2017 marquee sign be?
Oh my gosh, what a great question. What would my warning be to people?
Or well,
what,
good or bad, whichever way you want to take it.
You know, I would say if there was like a flashing marquee sign above me walking around right now, it would
it would have like a big smiley emoji with the heart eyes, because I just feel so happy and grateful and excited about this new project, and you know, and so in love with the fans that have been, you know, waiting and now just giving me so much love and so many compliments on this new music. So that's, you know, how I feel. My heart is just really, really big right now.
We're so happy for you.
Thank you.
And so this new album is really personal. It's a whole family affair. You've got your sister here today, and then you've got some of your other siblings on the other tracks. And then your daughter actually sang some backup vocals on Marquise M. What's it like being able to like bring her to work with you?
Well, it's funny. So I have three children. I have a boy, 17, and two girls, 14 and 12. And all three of them are musical. And so it's not a surprise to me that Livy sang on the record and she did so well. But when you're making an album, you have, or I make this huge checklist of things that I don't want to forget. Like, I need to put harmonies on this line, and, you know, we need a banjo here. And so I have this big list, and on the end of Marquee Sign, I wanted to put these O's and oohs, and because I co-wrote the song, and my co-writer did that on the demo. So I was like, that is so cool. I've got to do that on the record. And I forgot to put them on, and so Livy was in the studio with me, and I wasn't feeling well, and so I go, Livy, run in there and put those O's on. And she was like, what, Mom? And so it was more like me just telling her to do the dishes or something.
Yeah, it's a chore.
I was like, no, go, put the O's on, hurry.
So was there an allowance involved with putting the O's on that track?
Heck no. She should pay me.
I say, hopefully she never sees this and gets that idea.
But, you know, she did great, and I told her just to do whatever she felt like doing, and so since then, it's gotten so much attention that that's my daughter, and so she's been performing with me a little bit, and it's really, really fun. We're like the Judds now, mother-daughter.
<You are. laughs> So exciting. So then there's another song on the album called Letting You Go, which you wrote for your son Avery, who's getting ready to go away to college soon. Now, did he think that song was cool, or was it like a mushy mom thing? He's like, Mom!
You know, he thought it was really cool, and the first thing he said when I... So two female songwriters, both who are moms, came down to Birmingham to write with me for a couple of days, and it was actually Olivia's idea. She reminded me of this because every morning before they go to school, if I have a writing appointment that day, I'm like, what do y'all think I should write about? Give me ideas. And Livy said, why don't you write a song about Avery getting ready to leave? And you know, he's about to be a senior in high school. And so we just started this song. And I'm telling you, if you don't get the album, I mean, for any other reason than that, or if you do get the album, don't get the album.
Get the album.
Get the album.
Get the album.
For no other reason than just to hear that song, especially you moms. Oh my gosh. And so we were sobbing.
It's such a beautiful song.
Thank you. And I wrote Born to Fly when Avery was just like 6 weeks old. And so at the end of this song, it says, but you were also born to fly away.
And oh, I had the chills.
Oh my God. We bawled. And so he loved it. The first thing he said was he loved the chord progression and stuff like that. But he knows how I feel about him.
Were you able to do that in a few takes, or were you tearing up in studio when you were?
Oh, I teared up. Definitely teared up. There are several songs actually that I cried when I was doing the vocals, and I had to like stop and start over. And then I was like, hey, think of something so opposite of what you're singing about.
I know you've said about 80% of the album is meant to make you cry, just so you know when you all get the album.
Comes with a box of tissues. The album.
But you know, it's one of those great cries.
Oh, good cry.
Yeah, it's not like the album's not a downer by any means. It's just every song is so emotional, and it really takes you on a journey.
Speaking of involving your family, you're kind of running a family business in a way with Born to Fly Records. Mm-hmm. What was obviously... the difference, you talked about the fact you really had creative control on most of your albums, so it wasn't like this artist is now unleashed, but the business side of it, there's the deadlines are up to you. How much different was it putting this album together on your own record label?
Well, putting the album together and the process that I, you know, take by choosing songs and the songs that I write and, you know, how we track the songs in the studio and all that was basically the same as I've always done. I have a certain style and way that I like to do it. But I was aware that every dime, you know, being spent is on me. And it's funny because I just asked my manager, I said, hey, can somebody from the office send my mom some CDs? And he's like, hey, yeah, how many, you want to like send her a box or two? And I'm like, no, like four. CD, four CDs, not boxes. You know, because it's my record label now, so.
And you're like, Mom, what did you do with those? You got all of them, right? Don't lose them.
I'll probably bill her back for those.
That was her Christmas present a little bit early. So you said this was your favorite album. Do you have a favorite song on this album?
I love them all so much, but the one that I think just gets me every time is the song called All the Love You Left Me. And it's about, in my mind, it's about death. It's not about a breakup. It's about someone losing someone to death and how it, you know, all the love they left them, but like you can't escape it. And so we have a friend in our neighborhood who lost a child to cancer. And so when we were listening to the song, considering it for the album, I was like, just imagine if this were her and she's thinking about her son. And I know that's so depressing, but you know, it really gave me like so much passion for the song and singing it. And Leslie sings on all my records, and my other sister Ashley and my brother Matt. So we put a ton of harmony vocals on it, and it's just, I can't say enough about this song. I can't say enough about this record. You have to get it.
Yeah. All right, final question. What's the best song on the album?
Oh gosh. That one, probably. All the Love You Left Me.
I thought you would get it right, actually. It's I Can't Trust Myself.
Oh, I love I Can't Trust Myself, yes. Yeah. And that actually is getting the most reaction. You know,
That's the one I've had on repeat when I've been listening.
Yes, it is getting, it is blowing up right now. So that might be our second single.
Yeah. Ooh, heard it here first.
Which you all have the album, so you'll be able to listen to it nonstop even before it's the single, right? Thank you so much. Congratulations.
Thank you.
On the album Words. Sarah Evans, everybody.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for listening to Live from Stage 17. We hope you enjoyed the show. Now head on over to stage17nyc.com for more exclusive Stage 17 content.
Hello, my name's Hayden Prowse.
I'm Julian Rubinstein.
And we're in no way biased in saying that you should listen to News Roast, which is our podcast.
It's a podcast that we did after making our BBC show The Revolution Will Be Televised, where we explore political, satirical issues with the likes of Ramesh Ranganathan, Lily Allen, Adam Buxton, to name a few.
That's right. Get it now on your podcast app.